I do this for my culture. And welcome to Fortnite Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me this evening, folks. All right, we got a lot to get to. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with this report card that Baltimore City Public Schools have gotten. Talk about the grades. So I want to certainly talk about this other story that is just really crazy. How some preschoolers were served some Pine Sol when the teacher's assistant thought it was apple juice. Really. And we'll be checking in with Miss Allison Fuscelli Roberts to talk to us about her new book, 111 Places You Need to Know About Baltimore. So we're going to have a great, great show for us tonight. But first, folks, it is a national holiday for the hip-hop world. If you didn't know, December 4th, is the birth of the God MC, Mr. H-O-V. Let's show some love to my man that you hear every day here on For the Culture, Mr. J to the Z. Let's go.
Sean Carter was born December 4th, weighing in at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the last of my four children. The only one who didn't give me any pain when I gave birth to him. And that's how I knew that he was a special child.
Hi, baby. What's wrong? You look like you lost your best friend. Tell me, is it something that I've done again? You look like you lost your best friend.
They say they never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on. I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reeves, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC and my mama would claim. At 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. Although through the years, I gave her her fair share. I gave her first real scare. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I care. But I feel worthless cause my shirts wasn't matching my gear. Now I'm just scratching the surface cause what's buried under there was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted. But I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on. You ready, B? Let's go get him. Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do, I wait, eyes behind shades, this necklace the reason all of my dates been blind dates, but today I got my Ferrowist girl with me, I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel, it's trippy how hard she rides with me, the new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is doing Sex in the City, she gets carry fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to me and my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gon' stop both us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The O3, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Holla, all I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend.
Young Hov, y'all know when the flow is loco. Young B and the ROC. Uh-oh, OG, big homie, the one and only. Stick bony, but the pockets are fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben Exu. I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing, though. I sling, though, if anything, I bling, yo. Star like Ringo, war like a Greensboro wreck. Crazy, bring your whole set. Jay-Z and the crazy and deranged. They can't figure them out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been realer, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over to platinum. The game's been a rap one.
All of this winning.
That dance.
All of this winning.
That dance.
All of this winning.
Hey. Don't try to hold me down. Nah.
Don't
try to
hold
me down. Hey.
Just because you said things are gonna change.
Ah.
Things are gonna change.
Ah.
Another one. Another
make
one.
Them wait.
One ain't enough, I need two. And that makes the ace with the deuce. Hit a triple double in the garden. I got my left wrist like I'm Harden. Ran to the dealer, bought twin Mercedes. The European trucks for the twin babies. Don't let me have a son, I'm a fool. Send him to school and all my dreams. I want a boy and girl to fight for truth. Whatever God give me, I'm cool. I've been winning so long, it's like alchemy. I've been playing cards with the house money. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage. I shoot even where I'm with 12 solo albums all platinum. I know y'all ain't out here talking numbers right. I know y'all ain't out here talking summers right. I know you walking around talking down, saying bullshit when you a runner, right? Plain Paddock been had it, flooded when I got it from Cali. That was just a thank you for us last year.
V12, C12, wow. I do the whole dash with no seatbelt. Screaming free my Meek Mill. Can't Willie in this free world. Meanwhile, Georgie Porgy sending me threats. Save your breath, you couldn't beat a flight of steps. Try that with a grown man. I'll kill that boy with my own hand and hop back in the coupe. Let's go back to the mud, I hop right out the soup. Save all that whoop-de-whoop. Let's let the money talk, let the Uzi shoot. No jewels in this Patek Philippe. It's complicated, 3 million a piece. That's how we do time. You shocked by the mag, that's how we do wine. 91,000 for a wine bill. Keep it real with you, that was wine bill. My whole team ball. Everybody's a star but the team ball. 61 with the thing off. Me and Blue having a sing off. That's a raspberry beret. The kind you find in a secondhand store. That's a Venice piece. Kind of make haters kiss their teeth. You can't buy this new. I had to back. You know how I do. Two-tone with the powder blue.
In the land of the free where the blacks enslave. 3/5 of a man, I believe's the phrase. I'm 50% of Duce and it's dead free, yeah. 100% of Ace of Spade, worth half a beat. Rock Nation, half of that, that's my piece. 100% of title to bust it up with my G's. Smokes my won't ever work together. You run a checker, but they never give you leverage. No red hat, don't Michael and Prince me and yay. They separate you when you got Michael and Prince's DNA. I ain't one of these house you bought. My house like a resort. My house bigger than yours, my spot.
Come on, man.
My route better, of course. We started without food in our mouth. They gave us pork and pig intestines. Shit you discarded that we ingested. We made the project away. You came back, reinvested and gentrified it. Sense of pride, now how that's free. And the people stole the soul and hit with 360s. I ain't got a billion streams, got $1 billion. Inflating numbers like we po' be happy about this. We was praising Billboard, but we were young. Now I look at Billboard like, is you dumb? To this day, Grandma Frey, what I might say. They gonna have to kill me, Grandmama, I'm not their slave. Check out the bazaar, rapping style used by me. The HOV, look at my hair free, carefree. Ain't near free, enjoy your chains. What's your employer name with the hairpiece? I survived the hood, can't no shaitan rob me. My account's so good, I'm practically living tax-free. Factory, that's me. Sold drugs, got away, scot-free. That's a CCE, copy, guilt-free. Steal me, and expect me to not feel away. To this day, USA, y'all kill me. Sucker-free, no shucking me. I don't jive turkey, say happy Thanksgiving. Sound like a murder to me. Smoke-free, all of y'all calling out toll-free. Label rob you for millions, yet you wanna put a hole in me. Sugar free, seasoned but I'm salt free. You lay a hand on hold my shooter, shoot for free. I promise World War III. Send an order through a hands free. Kill you in 24 hours or shorter, you can't ignore the hand speed. On guard, it's off the head, this improv, but it's no comedy. Sign I fail, hell nah. Ha 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 ha.
The devil is alive.
I got him, Ricky.
The devil is alive.
Yeah.
Eat them alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Devil is alive.
It's a true false fiction. It's a true false fiction. It's over atheist. I never fuck with your religion. Am I down with the devil? Come a roof, come a missing. It's that Lucifer juice and that two cup be sipping that juice.
say, baby. Welcome to the dark side. Could've got black lips where the cracks is. White Jesus in my crock pot. I mixed the ish with some soda. Now black Jesus turned water to wine, and all I had to do was turn the stove up. East Coast, winning that life to them cheat code. The hating is flicking, hit your free throws. The devil try to hit me with the Rico. Them black people. Devil want these take their own kind. Gotta be the Illuminati if you for shine. Boy, it can't be your nigga live for looking rich. Boy, it gotta be the devil, that's his nigga. You seen what I did to the stopping frisk. Brooklyn on them Barney's like we on the tip. Get the money to the hood, now we all win. Got that Barney's floor looking like a VIM. Black hoodie, black Scully. Bravado like Mavado, boy, I'm that gully. Getting white money, but I'm still black. All these niggas claiming king, but I'm still black. King Hova, Mansa, Musa. From a lot of devil was a lie, I'm the truth, yeah. I do this for my culture, culture, culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture. Right here on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. That's right, I'm your man Faraji Muhammad. Yes, 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 the J-Mix is official right there. Big shout out to my man Dre Day for making that happen tonight. Let's give Dre Day and make it. Can we give him a warm round of applause? Did Dre Day make that happen? Yes. Let's give Dre Day a warm round of applause. Yes. Woo! Yes. You don't know nothing about no Jay-Z. You don't know nothing about Jay-Z. All right, folks. Look, I got to take a quick pause. When we come back, I got to talk to you about what's going on with our schools. But there's so much more that we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to have a whole lot to talk about. But more importantly, we're going to get into some great conversation. So stay riding with me and, of course, with my man Jay-Z right here on For the Culture, here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM. And WEAA.org, absolutely the voice of the community.
You know that sound. Tuesdays at 10 p.m. WEAA goes Latin with Fiesta Musical. That's right, classic salsa and Latin jazz. This is Guillermo Brown, and we invite you to join us on a musical journey, a viaje musical of classic salsa and Latin jazz Tuesdays from 10 till midnight. Fiesta Musical, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.
Our world is more connected than ever. Technology has brought us closer together and helped move us further apart. So who you choose to listen to matters. I'm Joshua Johnson, the host of 1A. There's more than just knowing what everybody's talking about. You need to really understand it, too. Get involved. Speak freely on 1A from WAMU and NPR.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. to noon here on WEAA 88.9 FM.
I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org, absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me this evening, folks. Yes, we got a lot to get to tonight. I'm very excited about it because I know it's going to open up some good conversation. But the first thing I got to talk about is what's going on with our public schools. And if you notice, there was a report card that was released from the state. And it showed that its first star ratings for every public school today, with results that showed 70% of schools earned 3 or 4 stars out of 5. Now, this is, according to The Sun and other reports, this is a new rating system that state leaders have developed over an intensive 2-year process, which is a part of the accountability system required by the federal government under the Every Student Succeed Act, or ESSA, as it is known, or ESSA. And the ratings grade schools in a more holistic way, factoring not just test scores, but whether the school has been a well-rounded curriculum and whether students are chronically absent. According to Maryland State School Superintendent Ms. Karen Salmon, she said, it is the first time in state history that we have been able to give school communities, parents, staff, everyone, such a detailed look at each school. Never have we had such a clear picture. And so when we talk about what's happening with our schools right now, on a statewide level, 70% of the schools earn 3 or 4 stars out of 5. But then there is some conversation about the system within the Baltimore City District. And we're finding that Baltimore City is underperforming. And so I want to break down some of these numbers for us as we have this conversation, folks. Baltimore County had 96 of its 160 schools rated as 4 or 5 stars. Carroll County continued to be one of the highest performing school systems in the region, with the 95% of its schools rated 4 or 5 stars. Howard County had 91% of its schools rated 4 and 5 stars. Hartford County had 10 5-star schools and 27 4-star schools. Let me see what else we got here. Anne Arundel County ratings showed a higher percentage of schools earning 2 and 3 stars than in any other jurisdiction in the region. And, of course, there's a number of rural districts with some low-income students performing well. Dr. Sonia Santelises of the Baltimore school system has already provided recommendations to some of the city's lowest performing schools, but that they be shut down at the end of the school year prior to the release of the star rating. And it looks like Baltimore City is still struggling to meet some of the expectations. And so I wanted to have a conversation about this. I want you to hit me up, and I want to hear from teachers and administrators and folks that are working within the system to give me some thoughts, some insight on what we're seeing and potentially what the impact of this grading system will have, not just for this year, but maybe for the next couple of years, especially as there's going to be more and more talk about school funding. There's going to be, as I just mentioned, Dr. Santelises is going to recommend schools being shut down. How does this rating system play into the larger landscape of the condition of schools? Is it something that you agree with? Do you agree that the state should do a report card for schools, or do you agree that a rating system like this should not be used? And so I want to get your thoughts on this. 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888 is the number to join me into this conversation as we talk about this latest rating system about schools in our state and around the city of Baltimore. And folks, as you check in, you can certainly know that we are on live on our Facebook page at WEAA. On our Facebook page, also you can hit us up live on my personal Facebook page at Faraji Muhammad. But we're going to need to have some real conversation about how to get to a better space with our schools. Now, I know there were a lot of people that came out to the school meeting they just had, and there was some conversation about, you know, getting some things like the violence in the school finally handled. But it looks like Baltimore, we still have some work to do. We still have some work to do. Of the 166 Baltimore City public schools that received a report card, just under 60% received a score of 1 or 2 stars. Here's the breakdown, folks. 3 schools scored 5 stars. 19 schools scored 4 stars. 45 schools scored 3 stars. 76 schools scored 2 stars. And 23 schools scored 1 star. So if we look at this, the majority of the schools, 45.8% of the schools, of the 166 schools that received a report card, 45% of those schools, or nearly 46%, scored 2 stars, according to this new rating system. And then just after that, a 27%, which is 45 schools, scored 3 stars. There were very few schools. I mean, literally, there were like less than a handful of schools that actually scored 5 stars. 19 scored 4 stars. And 6 schools that received ratings closed at the end of the 2017-2018 school year. And 3 of those schools received 1 star, and 3 received 2 stars. Dr. Santelices went on record to say, while the report card confirms that we have lots of work ahead, the work is already underway. The reports also show schools with 3, 4, and 5 stars across the city, telling us that students are succeeding regardless of neighborhood or background. I want to talk a little bit about this. Let's talk about this rating system, this and where we are with our schools. Are you satisfied? What are you feeling right now as we talk about ratings? Let's go kick it off with our new caller right now. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll kick it off with our new caller, because I'm ready to rock and roll. Jay-Z got my mind running. Now I'm ready to get the conversation going, but we're going to do that in a minute. So look, Jeanette, you want to kick it off tonight, calling from Whitlawn. LaShore, checking in from Morgan State. We want to hear your thoughts. 410-319-8888. What's your take on this new school star, five-star school rating system? As we look at what the numbers are for Baltimore City, and I'm going to break down the numbers again for Baltimore County. So we're going to get your take on that. 410-319-8888. Stay riding with us. A whole lot coming up in the next 30 of For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM. Absolutely. The voice of the community. We'll be right back.
Public radio is a partnership, and we at WEAA 88.9 are in partnership with you. Each day, we do the best possible job we can to bring you radio that's enjoyable. In exchange, we ask that you show your support and make a financial contribution to WEAA. Listeners like you provide the most important source of income. So it's simple. Take a moment right now to join the Public Radio Partnership. Call 443-885-2075, or you can give online at weaa.org. Thank you.
Our world is more connected than ever. Technology has brought us closer together and helped move us further apart. So who you choose to listen to matters. I'm Joshua Johnson, the host of 1A. There's more than just knowing what everybody's talking about. You need to really understand it, too. Get involved. Speak freely on 1A from WAMU and NPR.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. to noon here on WEAA 88.9 FM.
This is Nehemiah Bester, reporting on assignment for WEAA. On the Saturday before Thanksgiving week, Baltimore City awakened for its traditional festive celebration of the Christmas tree lighting, a ceremony held every year, ushering in the holiday season for the Charm City, bringing with it the cold winds of winter and holiday cheer down by the Inner Harbor. All around, one could hear the jubilee from the Baltimore natives and visiting guests Even Baltimore political figures, such as Baltimore City Council President Jack Young, Councilman Eric Costello, and City Mayor Catherine Pugh were in attendance. The joy in the air could only be matched by the waves of residents eager to share this moment with friends and loved ones. Mayor Pugh even cited, among all the quick speeches, that this was indeed her favorite time of the year.
It's a wonderful village of shopping, so please go over and enjoy yourselves. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Enjoy Baltimore and enjoy our interim.
And then the tree lighting countdown began.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Speaking of attractions, the Pandora skating rink had been placed along the strip. Children and parents floated along the ice in hypnotizing circles. Blades cut deep along the rink, creating shaves of ice along the rim. When the sun dropped, so did the temperature. The black sky was quilted with the twinkle of stars. The frequent bursts of icy winds encouraged the holding of hands, from couples in love to fathers who love their sons. People sang shamelessly at the tops of their lungs songs of Christmas cheer. Here, at the Inner Harbor, was the lighting of the Christmas tree, and with it, hope for a better tomorrow. This ceremony revealed too true a moment of family, gratitude, and service, as Baltimore City testified the commencement of this season of thanks and giving. This has been Nehemiah Bester, reporting on assignment for WEAA. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.
I do this for my culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in, folks, for the second 30 of tonight's show. We're going to talk a little bit about this this new rating system that the state has issued for the school districts across the state. It's a 5-star rating system, and it's showing that 70% of schools earn 3 or 4 stars out of 5. Now, this is statewide. Let me just kind of, again, break down the numbers for you very quickly about how that impacts Baltimore City and Baltimore County. Right now, we have, of 166 Baltimore City public schools, just under 60% received a score of 1 or 2 stars. Can we talk about that? 1 or 2 stars out of 5. If you had a 5-star, if you go on Yelp and you go to a restaurant or any place and they get 2 out of 5 stars, you're not going. You're not going. If you get 1 star, oh, no. You know you're not going because I'm not going. So we in a real serious situation, right? But so that means this, folks. 76 schools have scored 2 stars. That's 45% to 45.8% of those that were evaluated. 23 schools scored 1 star. 45 schools scored 3 stars. 19 schools scored 4 stars, and only three schools in Baltimore City scored 5 stars. Let's do the breakdown for Baltimore County, then we're going to get to the phone lines. 410-319-8888. Let's go. 26 schools in Baltimore County, and there were 160 public schools that were evaluated. 60% of those schools received a star rating of 4 or 5. So where Baltimore City, we were at 1 and 2, went on 60%. Baltimore County is on the opposite end. 60% is at the higher end of the rating of 4 or 5. Elementary schools in the county received the highest scores, with 99% receiving a score of 3, 4, or 5. Let's go. 26 schools in Baltimore County scored 5 stars. Remember, Baltimore City, we got 3. They got 26 in Baltimore County. 70 schools in Baltimore County received 4 stars. 46 schools scored 3 stars. 16 schools scored 2 stars. And 2 schools scored 1 star. This is something else here. We're going to talk to, I want to talk to some educators tonight, some administrators, somebody that can just talk to us, former educators, former administrators, principals, whoever the case may be, because I know you're talking about this. And look, let's not act as if this is some, you know, some government conspiracy. You know what I mean? Act like we're getting our information from Deep Throat or something. You know, Blackfish. Let's have a real conversation about where our schools are at this moment. Dr. Santelisa, the CEO of Baltimore City Schools, says she's working on it. We're working on it, she said. So this is not new. It's new to us who may not be up to date and keeping up and keeping informed about this, but this is not new to the district. Let's go to the phone lines, 410-319-8888. LaShore from Morgan State. LaShore, what's your take on this? And thank you so much for checking in.
Hello, Ms. Muhammad. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You hit it right on the nail. Everyone knew that we needed to do the Every Student Succeed Act. That was done about 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I would like to see is to stay ahead of the game. Since we knew that this was coming, they already had the projections, I would have liked to have seen us talk about that more instead of, you know, it seeming like it's this big deal. And it is a big deal, but, you know, just coming out, a lot of people are just hearing about it for the first time.
Yeah.
Secondly, for the Baltimore Teachers Union, I would like to see them be more vocal about the needs of the schools by way of the teachers. We always hear about reports from the state or wherever,
yeah,
but I've not really heard from them for what do the schools need, what do the teachers need, you know, so that they can build the framework and lead the way.
Yeah.
Comparing the other schools, I bet, and, you know, I bet that if you were to break it down demographically, that the schools that did not score well look a lot like the Baltimore City public schools.
Mm.
So that, for me, is not a fair comparison, because if you look statewide, the black children or the non-white, the black children, Latino children, are not performing well regardless of where you go. You talked about Carroll County. Their diversity is null. And so that would be consistent with history, right?
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's one type of person, you know, generally white, they do well. And we have to look at the governor's race that we just did. They talked about Hogan, but he has not funded the schools like he said he was going to fund them. Going back to O'Malley, we're looking at the Kerwin Commission now, which is just like the Thornton Commission, and we're not doing, I don't know if Baltimore City are they doing town hall meetings or anything like that to actually get the funding, but that's what they're doing. The money is not there, and when you don't see the money, then it's going to show. It's not just the performance of the schools, but it's the funding of the schools.
Absolutely.
I'm disappointed in the CEO saying that she's going to close schools, because that's typical. That's easy to say. I would like to hear a plan. What do you want to do? You know, because closing school just continues the discourse of negativity, and not, yes, we're doing badly, but we're moving forward. And I've not heard that. It's always a plan, but the plan should have been out, you know, 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, before, so that we could get ahead of this. Now we have to do damage control. Baltimore City's bad, and it is, it's just typical. You know, so that's my take on it.
Hey, LaShore, I really appreciate you. Really quickly, so what do we do with those schools that are underperforming?
So you give them the resources. The No Child Left Behind laid out everything that you needed to do in order to bring up underperforming schools.
Mm-hmm.
You start with the trifecta, the community, right, the businesses, the parents. So they have parent liaisons. They give them extra resources. They give them, you know, extra people in the school. So then you reduce the student to whatever ratio, right?
Right.
They have counselors, they have extra teachers, they have extra service providers, whatever it needs, it has the wraparound services. And inevitably, when you do that, you're going to see an increase in academic achievement. Baltimore City students, Baltimore City citizens want to learn just like everybody else. And they have geniuses just like everybody else. But we're not digging through, you know, the soil to get to the diamond. So, you know, that's what we have to do. It's already there. We need the money. But you voted for, what's his name, Hogan, and he doesn't want to give us the money. You know he wants to build prisons. And so it's a lot. But the union and our commissioner and the school board and our citizens, we're the citizens. You know,
I think there are a couple of things that we do have to keep in mind. One is, and we've had the lieutenant governor on this show talk about the level of accountability with money. You know, as the state gives millions of dollars to the school system, the state is not necessarily seeing a return on its investment in terms of accountability, transparency. Yeah. And that's something that the lieutenant governor said himself.
But that's another thing. Don't get the Bible says a fool and his money will soon be departed.
Yeah.
You don't just give me money. Where are the resources that go along with it? Right? So you're just giving me money here. I don't know what to do. Well, I'm not saying me in particular. But if we don't know what to do with the money, then that's just like you're not giving it.
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing. And I know we often have a conversation on the show. I appreciate you for checking in and being a part of this. I'm going to just kind of, we often have this conversation from a perspective of money. The school system did not get a two or one. We're not in this space because of money necessarily. Money certainly plays into it, right? Of course. But we also have to look at the curriculum. We got to look at the graduation rate. We got to look at some of the other elements of this larger equation, because I don't want it to be politicized as just money. We've had schools that have had less money and produce more giants. If you look at the history of this country, they've had that. We've seen that happen. And so it's not a thing of the past or a thing that it cannot be done. These things can be done. These things can't be done. And I don't want us to get into a space where we commodify education the same way, as I mentioned yesterday, we commodify murder and violence. Well, if we just had the money, the schools would be fixed. It's not that simple, because I don't think that if you just have the money, okay, what are the resources? What about teachers? Are you talking about using that money to fix buildings? Are you talking about using that money to create new programs within the school? Are you talking about using that money to pay teachers higher wages? What do you do with the money? What do you do? So I feel like that this is the beginning of a real conversation. Again, this is not nothing, anything new, but what this report card does, and some of you may say, I don't give no merit to this report card. So, okay, that's maybe your choice. But it quantifies at least, right? Because every report card, every type of criteria, you have to look at, okay, what's the what are some of the key factors for it? Is there a particular bias? Is there a slant? You know, all of those things. But at least gives us it quantifies where we are right now. It quantifies that. Let's go back to the phone lines, 410-319-8888. Let's go to Rashid out of Laurel. Rashid, thank you so much for checking in. What's your take?
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Walaikum salam. Yes, sir.
Honestly, I do agree with the last caller on accountability.
Uh-huh.
But to be honest, you know, yeah, she touched on it as well as when we just voted for Hogan. Because I'm not going to lie to you, that was crazy. You know, everybody, you're saying, you know, you're saying a few schools scored well and the rest of them did so poorly, it's ridiculous. But the thing about it is that, you know, a fish rots from the head down. You got to take a look at what's happening. People are not holding the individuals who are responsible accountable. And what accountability looks like is that we recoup stolen money. I remember seeing on the news a few months ago they were talking about some guy went into all the Baltimore schools talking about he was repairing boiler systems or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the school systems don't have heat today, is because a corruption scandal from like 5 years ago. And I'm like, no. Like, no. Like, at some point you have to say, you have to walk into someone's office and say, no, you are not doing the job that you've been hired to do, and you have to leave. Like, and that's just it. And the thing is, and their replacement cannot be somebody who has strong ties to, you know, one organization over the other. They have to legitimately be somebody who has been vetted by parents, by teachers, by the community, and they have to be, you know, pushed that way. And then you also have to make sure that you hold your actual government accountable. And unfortunately, you know, we just did not do that in Maryland. I don't know how we're one of the bluest of blue states, and then out of nowhere we have a Republican governor. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, everybody is very, I don't want to say liberal, but very, you know, progressive when it comes to, you know, just everyday things. It's like, oh yeah, you know, gay people get the, you know, the same rights as everybody else. You know, nobody should be paid less money. You know, speaking of, you know, whole, you know, women thing, everybody should pay the same amount of money. But then it's like, when you go into actual social programs and when you should be progressive financially and economically, all of a sudden, everybody, you know, is like, no, we're happy with Hogan. Like, how? And it's like, when you look at the white population in Maryland, I remember a few months ago, you actually had on your show one of the people for the city council or something,
mm-hmm.
was talking about raising up $15 million to see why racism exists or something like that.
Yep.
And I remember I...
That was Councilman Brandon Scott.
Yeah, I was like, and I'm like, that right there, that is progressive. When you are around socially progressive, because, you know, you're very polite in public, but when it comes to being progressive with economics, with money, you're telling black people, no, you're going to have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and pay to see why white people give white people loans, and that the average white business in Baltimore is worth $500,000, and then why the black ones are only worth $40,000.
Right.
Like, you know, we know who to hold accountable. We just need the actual action and political will to do it.
I got you. I hear, and you know what? I feel like I agree with some of your points there, Rashid. I feel like that when we talk about accountability, when you mentioned holding people like the governor and things, and I'm trying to get us out of this like vicious circular conversation where we talk about, okay, talk about the governor. I know we could talk about the mayor. These are the two key parties that are involved in the schools here in the city of Baltimore, the governor and the mayor, right? So we have to look at this. But from our point of view as community members, I don't know if I see that level of commitment coming from parents and community. I may be wrong on this, folks. But yes, the governor's going to do what he's going to do, and the mayor's going to do what she's going to do based upon the information that they have, based upon the research that they've done, based upon whose interest that they're working for, or what they may have in mind as part of their larger vision of how things should go. But what about the community? What about us? What about the parents? What about the community members who work within the schools, the volunteers? You know, what role do we play in this larger thing, right? In terms of providing curriculums, providing the environment in which students feel like they can learn and grow and develop. What about the school police? I mean, there's so many other elements. Yes, it can be a very political conversation, but then at the same time, I don't want to make it simplistic here, folks, but we have to talk about the community side of this whole equation. I'm not hearing enough of that. And I'm wondering why, when we have these conversations about education, it's more focused on the politics versus on the community and, of course, the students themselves. Students are not achieving at the level that they need to achieve. Are parents taking the extra time to sit down with their son and their daughter to make sure that they're mastering these subjects, right? making sure that they understand the testing that comes out? And are parents taking the time? Is the community creating a network, a platform? Is the community serving as a resource for the schools that are in their area? In the area that I work in, you have at least three schools, elementary schools, that are in walking distance from my office. Walking distance. But if you were to talk about, and these are highly populated residential areas, and if you were to ask people, do they go to their PTA meetings? Do they do these things? They probably don't. So there's a part of this, yes, the mayor, yes, the governor, but then there's also a part of this about we have to get out of this babysitter mentality that the schools is just a babysitter for your child 6, 7, 8 hours a day. And then if your child doesn't succeed, then you get mad at the babysitter. You can't. We can't get mad at the babysitter. We can't be like, oh, they're the worst school ever. Something is happening in Baltimore County that is allowing 60% of their schools to perform at the top half of that 4 or 5 star rating system versus what's happening in Baltimore City, where we're performing at the bottom half of that 4 or 5 star rating system. Let's go back to the phone lines. 410-319-8888. Randy out of West Baltimore. Then I'm going to go jump to my Facebook comments. Randy, what's your take?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
All right. And you know what? You touched on a little bit what I had to say, because I listened to the last two callers, especially the young lady.
Yes, sir.
And the reason why, I'm going to tell you the reason why it's political. And I'm a Democrat, but this is why it's political, because we allow for the politicians here in Baltimore City to brainwash you to think that one party has done this or another party, when we was Democratic for the longest and money has been missing from the school system. We haven't had no proper audits. We got the parents today in general, and my child went to Poly, and we got parents in general that don't take the time. Like you said, don't take the time. We rather party or find out where the next white party is going to be at or whatever, instead of taking time and sit, not only sit with our child, but sit with some of the other people's kids that you know probably their parents can't do but so much.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
And the thing about it, they talk about, I hear what the governor didn't do or the governor not funding. First of all, why do you want a governor to constantly keep giving money to a school system and there have not been no major audit to find out what happened to the money that had been missing from the past? And then to find out that they had 60-something million they've been holding that the schools could have had heat and air, but they had to give the money back because they chose not to do anything with it.
Right.
Then we had past school CEOs that was hired by Democrats, but money, this joker leaves, and money left with him, and there's no audit. And we got a school CEO that's dead today that was second in command from him.
Right, right, right.
So people need to get their facts straight before they sit up here. And I'm a Democrat, but I call it like I see it. People need to do their research and stop letting the Democrats here brainwash them into this stupidity. And right. Then Ben Jealous, if he was so much about education, because you lost the race, dude, don't disappear. Still continue to fight for education.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
See the games that they play and people fall for it.
Hey, and you know what? And Randy, I hear your passion, but I think that your point is very, very well taken and certainly is very valid. We have to stop, and I think this is what you're talking about, Randy, the level of dependency that we have to expect that one individual, one political leader is going to shape and change a systemic issue. One. This is the Messiah complex, Randy, that we have been dealing with for so many years in this country. But here's the thing. You're absolutely right. I feel like at the end of the day, when we look at how the numbers play out, let me just break down the numbers for you folks. The school system, they put out a yearly budget. Their budget is about $1.3 billion a year. It has been pretty much consistent over the past few years. Let's break it down. The Ravens just gave $200,000 to Lakeside School in East Baltimore. $200,000 to fix the air conditioning system in one school, right? There are 160 different schools. So imagine if you have at least 100 schools that are in need of some infrastructure repair. And that costs from $200,000 to $300,000 to $400,000. You do the math on this. Then you got to look at, okay, boom, we have this problem. We got to figure out how to handle the money. It's we got to learn how to make lemonade out of the lemons that we have at this point. And I'm not saying that to be facetious by any means, but I am saying that we got to figure out some new strategies on addressing some of these things. If these schools are underperforming, are they underperforming? It's hard for me, and we're going to look more into it. But this is not talking about infrastructure. This is talking about grades. This is talking about graduation. This is talking about of growth and development. You have some fifth graders that are still reading at a second grade level. So we can't put that on the mayor's doorstep or even on the governor's doorstep. That reading two and three grades levels behind, right? And fifth grade, their math skills are lacking. Their science skills are lacking. No. It's too easy for us to point fingers at political leaders. It's much harder to look within ourselves. We got to save our own schools, man. We have to save our own schools. Let's go to William out of Baltimore. William, talk to me really quickly. William? All right. Oh, we got William on the line?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Go ahead, William. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
All right. The quality, I'm going to say this again. You've heard this before, Brother Faraji.
Yeah.
The quality of the student is poor. We have to separate between achievement and obtainment.
Mm-hmm.
Every parent that's listening, or adult, or parent in particular, I said before, look up the definition of studious. That's how you measure whether your student, your child, is doing good.
Yeah.
The definition of studious is what a student is supposed to do regardless.
Sure.
So now, you know, we remember Random House, right?
Yep.
The publishing company, right?
Yep.
They still publish books, you know that.
Yep.
These parents talking about money, all right. Name the last book your child read and completed.
Hmm.
What I'm saying is, Brother Faraji, the quality of the student has to be high enough to be developed and taken to the next level.
Yeah.
Forget about the mayor. When you're studying for a midterm, you don't go fill out a job application so you can get a job to make money. You study the materials, you can pass a test. The quality of the student has to be raised.
There it is. There it is.
The definition of studious should be duct tape to the airbag in the passenger side of the car. Have the students read it out loud. It's the development of the being, Brother Faraji.
Yeah, no, you're right. William, William, that's what I'm talking about.
They stating with this money. You got a lot of money. We went to school back in the day, we ain't had no air conditioning. All right?
I know.
Got to develop. We got a poor quality student population.
Mm.
It can change, but you got to do work. You got to read.
You're right.
You got to practice.
You're right.
You got to ask your child, what's your understanding on the book, the material?
That is.
Talk about for all that voting and our ancestors died so we can vote and all that nonsense. Our ancestors died because we was here. They also ripped pages out of books when they was inside and snuck them out to go down by the lake when the moon was high so they could read, so they could get an edge when Master McPherson bring them cats from England over to talk money-wise, and they stand and play them close.
There it is.
Stop
hey, William.
About money.
Hey, William, you're saying a mouthful, and I got to let you go, but you are saying a mouthful. I think we need to, it's time for us to change the conversation about education from money to people. Quality education makes quality people. Not quality money. Quality education makes quality people. I got to get to my other callers after the break. But Christina from Pennsylvania, Nadia, first-time caller from New York, but via by way of Pikesville, And Mr. Williams from Northwest Baltimore, stay riding with me for Christina, Mr. Williams, and Nadia. I really want to hear what you have to say as we continue this conversation on the other side. Plus, we're going to talk to Ms. Allison Fuscelli Roberts to talk to us a little bit about her new book. We're going to talk about 111 places that you know are really jewels of Baltimore. Did you know Baltimore has some jewels?